thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
And there are three stories tonight: the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son. There were days when suddenly everything changed. And you know, in our days, Monday morning's coming. Who looks forward to a Monday morning? Oh, here, a few hands up. Well done. Monday morning's come. But you know, our days can change. From school uniforms, where they were neatly folded and placed into the wardrobe, can't be found, shoes are missing, car keys, mobile phones get misplaced. What about school bags whenever we go looking for them? PE kits, files, folders, they can all go missing. But you know, the balance of our everyday can so quickly be changed. And as the boys rightly told us tonight in the story of the prodigal son from Luke's gospel, here was an example where life changed. And you know, farming life is always busy, and lots of jobs. There's early morning starts, there's late evening finishes, and it's hard work being on the go, especially without the machinery that the farmers have today. And Jesus told this story, or this parable, from Luke 15. And the work-life balance wasn't what this young man wanted. You know, he thought he would have a better life. And the younger of the two sons, he came to his father, he demanded the share of his inheritance, and he was unhappy, and he planned to leave home. And he said to his father, he says, "Give me the portion of the goods that fall to me." And the younger son, he asked for this special exception. He was motivated by foolishness and by greed, and that moved him away from a life of balance from his home, where he was cared for and he was loved. Yes, he was a son who had it all, a loving home, an inheritance, and a future. But the Bible tells us that he journeyed into a far country, and there he wasted his possessions on prodigal living. He left home. He said, "None of this more farming for me. I'm done with this." And he took his journey into the far country, into a city. There it was so different from what he had would have been used from back home on the farm. He soon forgot about his life on the farm, and he left with all that money, his balance sheet for his inheritance. It was attractive to all those around him. He soon got friends around him to help him. And you know, what does prodigal mean? Prodigal means spending or using large amounts of money, time and energy, especially in a way that it's not very wise. And no doubt his new life balance was fun while it lasted, but back home was far from his mind. But when he had spent all, there arose a famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Now his balance sheet wasn't healthy. It was now at zero. And his new friends soon left him and went away. And the son was completely to blame for his wasteful, foolish living and spending. No, he wasn't to blame for the famine, but he was affected by it. And he left the city to look for work. The only job he could get was looking after those pigs. You know, he was driven by hunger and need. The son accepted the work that was unacceptable and offensive to any Jewish lad, to be working with pigs. He would never have done this type of work before. Can you imagine tonight how he must have felt? Even this job was lower than the work of his father's servants. And he was so hungry that he even got to the stage where he would want to eat the food the pigs were eating. But the Bible tells us no one gave him anything. The misery of the prodigal son moves us to sympathy. And we see his unbalanced life choices had taken him on a journey out of his control. But yet in his misery, it drove him to think where he had came from. He had left a balanced diet at home, and the choices that he had made as a result. And you know, this is what happens in the journey of life. When we go against the balance that God has for our lives, You know, and the Bible speaks to us, and it's clear in this in John 10 and 10, that the thief doesn't come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said that I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And God is a God of balance. We live in a world where there's chaos today and confusion. That is not the world that God intended. This is a diet that comes when we put our lives out of balance with God's desire and purposes for our lives. With the prodigal, there was a process of bad choices. There was a diet that led to poor malnutrition that eventually caught up with him and impacted his life. Be sure of this tonight, that this is a time, this is an opportunity to bring your life back into balance. At home he was complaining, he was grumbling, he had a bad attitude, he was ungrateful, he was selfish, he was self-seeking. And when you live in that diet, it will destroy your life, the person that God intended you to be. Always remember that you were created in the image of God, that your life is intended for purpose. Your life has value in his likeness. In Jeremiah 29:11, we read, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. It is plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord." God knew his own thoughts towards you. In this verse, God's people didn't know, nor did they remember his thoughts towards them. And God wanted to state in writing through Jeremiah the prophet and reassure them. And I'm saying to you tonight, no matter who you are, God thinks about you. In Psalm 40, we read that they are more than can be numbered, his thoughts towards you. God does not only think of his people, but his thoughts are towards you tonight. Thoughts towards you. He not only thinks of you, but he thinks towards you. His thoughts are for you. And I say again, never think that your life has no value. It was thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And God is assuring you tonight through his word that his thoughts towards you are for peace, that it is in your heart and your mind that he is giving you a future and a hope. A future and a hope, you know, for his people when, like the prodigal son, he was hurting, he was burdened under unbalanced choices. And it's the devil's plan of deception to rob God's people of their sense of a future and a hope. Think on your life being supported and balanced by the promises that God gives us. There was three strands to those cables holding that up tonight, and there were peace. And the Bible tells us clearly in John 14 that he says, "My peace I give unto you." And he says, "I will give you hope." He is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is a future to be had in God tonight. He says, "I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And Graham Adams was a previous pastor here, and he often said these words. He said, "This isn't a diet of pie in the sky, no, but this is a balanced diet of steak in the plate. That's what will support you through life, knowing that God is your peace, God is your hope, God is your future." And the lost son came to that decision. The Bible tells us that he came to himself, and he said in his misery, he was finally able to think clearly. Yes, he had made unbalanced choices. It led to his instability and took him where he couldn't stop it. Life had crumbled out of his control. And there's a life lesson here that sin will take you further and further away from God. And in his thinking, he didn't think of how he could improve his conditions in that pig pen. He didn't blame his father, his brother, his friends, his boss, or even the pigs. He recognized his misery without focusing on it. Instead, he focused on his father. And he said these words, "I will arise and go to my father." He didn't say that the man thought of his village, his home, but it was of his father. He realized his need of returning to his father. And he prepared the speech to his father. The son showed his complete sense of his unworthiness. It was an honest confession of his unbalanced, sinful choices. He wouldn't even ask to be treated as son, but as a hired servant. This was a complete change of his thinking. He didn't think what he was like before. He made no attempt to justify or excuse his unbalanced, sinful choices. When he left home, his thought was, "Give me." You and I live in a world today where that is constantly, it's what's in it for me, give me. But we see his thinking here was changed, and he says, "Make me, Father, make me." He started to measure his worth and his identity, and he quickly realized how far he had journeyed from his father. And it would only be the remarkable grace of the Father, that unmerited, unearned favor, that would accept him back. And this is the picture of our God tonight. He arose, he came to his father. His first thought would have didn't stop at thinking. No, he didn't just feel sorry and think and repent. He actually did it, and he actioned his thinking, and that's so important. I'm pretty sure tonight that there's no one in here tonight who has not heard the good news of the gospel, to know how tonight, if your life is out of balance with God, this is an opportunity to do something about it. There is a danger of living on the edge of unbalanced thinking and thinking and thinking your life into a lost eternity. And I challenge you tonight, bring your life back into balance. Turn from your thinking into believing. It's time to balance your life in God's will, in his promise to you tonight. As that person that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him. He had compassion. See, the father's love waited. It never forgot him. And that is the true heart of God. The depth of the son's repentance was matched only by the depth of the father's love. God's heart is for us, for his children. No matter how much we unbalance our lives from him, he is waiting to pick us up and bring us home. You know, we quite often focus in this story on the sin of the rebellious boy instead of the father who restored him with that staggering generosity and affection. And when the prodigal comes to his senses and returns home, we see truly what God is like. The father was waiting. He was watching, scanning the horizon for his boy to come home. And he sees that figure appearing in the distance. The father begins to run, losing his dignity in that culture. The young men ran, the elders didn't, but his father ran. And as the boys told us in that story, he throws himself upon his son, wet with tears, wrapping his arms around him. And the son tries to resist. "I am guilty, I am unworthy." But the father is having none of it. He welcomes his son home. He calls for the servants, "Bring forth that best robe." That's a robe of honor. He came home in rags, and his father not only clothed him, but he adorned him in that best robe. He put it on him. It's a demonstration of the father's complete approval. Put that ring on his finger. It's a ring of sonship. It's a signet ring with the arms of the family. It's a token of acceptance back into the family. He now has identity as a son, and that's what God will do for your life. He will give you identity. It's a constant memorial of his father's kindness that he will never forget. What are those shoes on his feet? He's no longer a slave. He's a servant. He now has purpose. He has identity, he has purpose, and he calls for the fatted calf to be prepared. The party is thrown in honor of the son returning home, and this is the balanced diet full of the goodness of God that we sung about early, a diet full of the goodness of God. Why? Because he was dead, he's come back to life. The lost has been found. The Father's Son has come home. And this is the incredible good news of the gospel. This is what God is like. You come a little way. When you are yet a great way off, he will come to you. He will meet you. But the choice is yours tonight to bring your life back into balance. We don't read that the Son saw the Father. We read that the Father saw the Son when he was a great way off. He saw the Son, and there's a great deal in that word, saw. He saw who he was. He saw where he'd come from. He seen what he was wearing, the filth upon his hands and feet. He saw his rags. He saw his repentant look. Yes, he saw what he was, but he saw what he would soon be. The Father saw him. And God has a way of seeing you tonight, no matter who you are and whatever circumstances of life you find yourself in tonight. He sees you. He sees your past. He sees your present. And he sees your future. When he was yet a great way off, the Father saw him. God is seeing you here tonight in these moments. And I challenge you to turn your life around. Bring your life back into balance. We're about to close tonight with that BB hymn, asking the question in verse 3, will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift, those cables that support our lives, when they strain, what's your anchor on tonight? Will it drift or will it firm remain? What cables are you dependent on tonight to keep your life in balance? There's a beautiful verse in Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27, and it tells us there that underneath are the everlasting arms of support, stability, strength, and reassurance. God, the eternal God, is himself our support at all times. In the lowest and the difficult times of life, he himself is our support. Underneath are those everlasting arms. Yes, sin can take you low, but you are never beyond the reach of the eternal God. In the trials and the difficulties of life, it's then that God encircles us. This is the assurance of the support and the strength for those days when the balance of our lives are tested, when the cables strain, being upheld by everlasting arms that never lose their strength. And God is longing for you to call out to him tonight to bring your life back into balance for what he has designed and purposed for your life. And there was a day in history that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. That day in time when he hung upon a cross in the balance of life and death for time in time for eternity, to bring a world that was out of balance into a kingdom, with the words of that BB hymn and motto that is both steadfast and sure. Folks, I finish tonight with this well-known verse. God so loved the world. He so loved you. Seeing you tonight in your life and your circumstances and all that's going on in our lives tonight, God is seeing you. How is the balance of your life before him tonight? He so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The opportunity to come to a God who will bring your life back into balance.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.